Chapter 9. A Hit. The path was clear coming back the way he'd gotten in, so Murphy double-timed it. Murphy figured that Chug and Plika would be halfway to the ship by now. Passing by the showroom, he realized that they were still on stage. Not that he could see them, but rather that he heard laughter from inside the walls, and he could have sworn that there had been a honk or two as well. He glanced at his wristband and noted that they should have left minutes ago. Realizing that he simply couldn't leave them behind, he bolted up the steps and cracked open the door.
"And then there was this guy who wanted to write erotica," said Chug to the riveted crowd. "He finally gave up because it took too long to type with one hand."
The crowd burst into laughter again.
"There was an old guy in my neighborhood who had a birthday," Chug said as the crowd died down. "Each neighbor chipped in $20 and got the old fella a hooker. She knocked on his door and told him that she was there to give him super sex. He looked her over for a second and replied, 'I'll take the soup.'"
Murphy groaned, but those in the auditorium who were clearly liquored up were having a blast.
"An old guy's wife kicks the bucket, and after the funeral, the pallbearers are carrying the casket out. They bump into a wall, and they hear a groaning sound coming from inside. They crack open the casket and find her miraculously still alive. She lives for 10 more years and then passes away again. After the funeral, the pallbearers are carrying out the casket, and as they turn the corner, her surviving husband calls out, 'Hey, watch out for that wall.'"
"Ugh," said Murphy. He waved at Plika and pointed at his watch. She nodded back at him and walked over to Chug. She commanded,
"Looks like my time is up," Chug said to the crowd. "Don't forget to tip your waiters."
The audience clapped heartily as Chug and Plika did a final bow and then bolted out the side door. Murphy met up with them, and they casually walked through the guard gate into freedom.
"I haven't had that much fun in years," Chug stated.
"Glad you guys had a good time, but we have to get back to the ship and out of here before someone finds Avakov."
The clowns were surprisingly speedy, even with their huge clown feet. Murphy made them run on the synthetic grass so as not to draw too much attention to themselves, but they were still pretty loud. He couldn't deny the fact that they had been the perfect diversion to allow Murphy access to Avakov's room, but it did bother him that Avakov seemed to know that someone was going to attempt a break-in. Maybe it was commonplace on this planet. Murphy didn't know. What he did know was that they had very little time to get away. Once they arrived at space dock, Murphy stepped to the entryway and waited for the clowns to move to either side and salute. He saluted back and stepped through the door. "Come in and lock it up," he commanded without looking back. "Plika, get this thing up and running. Chug, get on with station command and hook up our clearance."
"You got it."
Murphy double-checked his duffel bag to make sure that the box was still safely inside. He dared not jostle the bag too much, as he certainly did not want to see those pictures again.
"Station command, this is Kortnor Shuttle 19932, requesting permission to depart,"
Chug said through the comm.
"Shuttle 19932, you are authorized to depart bearing 13.9 at vector 222.42. "Come again, Shuttle 19932,
said station command.
"If I could come again."
"Chug," interrupted Murphy. "Get us out of here."
"Sorry, boss," Chug said and then uncovered the mic. "We're ready for liftoff."
"Safe travels, Shuttle 19932.
"Thanks."
They arrived at the Chaffian hub without a hitch, though Plika did succeed at tagging Murphy with another pie in the face before he left, chocolate cream this time. Chug stood by the door as Murphy stepped out. Plika had stayed on board but was right inside. Murphy saluted.
"Thanks again to you both. I wasn't sure how all this was going to turn out, but clearly the man who built those orders deserves a lot of credit for requesting that you two join this mission."
"Aw, shucks," said Chug, waving his hand melodramatically. "Stop it, will ya? You're going to make Plika blush."
"Right. Well, it was swell serving with you both. If you're ever on Segnal, don't bother looking me up."
"Ah, good one," said Chug. "See, you can be funny if you want to be."
"I was being funny," Murphy replied with a wink.